how
a whole
much
level
of a percentage
of, stupid.
Of the troops are actually in Puerto Rico. If you go to any of the bases, like, they put both flags up.
So, yeah, they put both flags up.
So does every other military base I've ever been on. You don't think there's a Georgia flag flying at Fort Gordon?
I think he's probably more talking like in the barracks and stuff.
Yeah, the barracks. Barrack-wise.
Well, yeah.
Amongst the troops.
Nothing wrong with being proud of where you're from.
He's just pointing out that there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in the army.
And there is. You
mean in general? I thought you meant in Puerto Rico.
In the Puerto Rican army?
No, I mean any.
Puerto Rican army.
So, a Puerto Rican army.
Death
like
to the gringos!
So, well, gringo, I bet nobody really knows where the word gringo actually came from.
I heard about it in Spanish class, actually.
Isn't it kind of speculative either way?
So, well, there's different stories to it, but this is the one that I was told and was told repeatedly, so I'm pretty sure this is more accurate.
Is it the one where it's green, go home?
Yeah. Okay. So, up in Cuba during the Spanish War, the Cubans were writing green, go home. So, but they were writing it differently, and so you hear green go, green go, green go, and the military soldiers thought, man, they're calling us gringos. So it was this whole miscommunication happening. So they're like, okay, we're called gringos.
Are you looking it up?
Sure enough,
Googling the gringo.
Oh, look it out. So,
interesting.
Yeah, they got a picture of a gringo.
Regarding whether it's a derogatory term.
Well, it's kind of the same. It's kind of like.
Ajin.
Kind of like reappropriated by the expatriates, you know?
Yeah.
I bet she's reading a gringo newspaper in a different country, wasn't she?
According to etymologists, the word gringo is derived from grigo, Spanish vernacular. I suck at rolling my eyes.
That was so bad.
Spanish for Greek, the proverbial name for an unintelligible language.
Maybe. They got folk etymologies under there.
There are many popular but unsupported etymologies of the word, many which relate to the United States Army, and somewhere another comes from green coat, referring to this one. Well, the Mexicans acknowledge the English language used to write greens go home. These explanations are unlikely since the U.S. did not use green uniforms until the 1940s, but rather blue ones. How about that?
I thought they were green
like
berets. That's what I heard.
Stupid old facts.
Not how bad Cherish is tearing my hands up.
Another assertion maintained that one of two songs, either Green Grow the Lilacs or Green Grow the Rushes, was popular at the time. Grammatically, that sentence doesn't sound right. It was popular at the time, and that Mexicans heard the invading U.S. troops singing Green Go and attracted this into Green Go. However, there's ample evidence that the use of the word predates the Mexican-American War. Green Gold, Green Go.
Wow.
I like this one, gringa, which is a flour tortilla taco of spiced pork with cheese.
Mm.
I like to think that they were calling, like, you bunch of tortillas!